All right, everybody, I'm Logan Alec, I'm a CPA, and this is my stimulus update for Thursday, October 8th. Just to catch you up where we've been, shortly after midnight last Friday, Donald Trump announced via Twitter that he and the First Lady had tested positive for COVID-19. Later that day, he was hospitalized at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center in Bethesda, Maryland. The following day, this past Saturday, Trump tweeted in all caps, "Our great USA wants and needs stimulus. Work together and get it done. Thank you." On Monday, Trump was discharged from the hospital, and on this past Tuesday, he killed stimulus negotiations, saying that he would, however, entertain standalone bills on PPP, airlines, and stimulus checks. Yesterday, Wednesday, Mnuchin and Pelosi did talk briefly about assistance for airlines, but just this morning, on Fox Business, talking to Maria Bartiromo, Trump said that stimulus talks are back on. Here's the clip.
"You want aid for the airlines, for small business, $1,200 checks, but you just said that you were shutting down talks with Nancy Pelosi. How do you want to see aid play out, and what do you want as far as a priority on stimulus?"
"Well, I shut down talks 2 days ago because they weren't working out. Now they are starting to work out. We're starting to have some very productive talks. And she wants to happen, too. She doesn't want it not to happen. I believe she wants it to happen because it's so good for our country. We really need it. It wasn't our workers' fault. It wasn't our airlines' fault that China did this terrible thing to us, and I will not be forgetting about that. China did this. This was all done by China. And we shouldn't be hurting our workers because China put the curse on, because this was a horrible scourge, a horrible, horrible thing that they did. And so I said, look, we're not getting anywhere. Shut it down. And I'm willing to, I didn't want to waste time. But in any event, after that, we got back. Both sides very capable. We got back. We started talking again. And we're talking about airlines. And we're talking about a bigger deal than airlines. We're talking about a deal with $1,200 per person. We're talking about other things. But it's not anybody's fault. They were trying to get things, and we were trying to get things, and it wasn't going anywhere. I shut it down. I don't want to play games. And then we reopened, and I see the markets are doing well, but I think we have a really good chance of doing something. And Nancy Pelosi, look, she's not my favorite person. She impeached me for no reason. So when you get impeached for no reason, you have a little bit of a telltale lag."
So after this bit, by the way, Trump just talked about how Pelosi isn't his favorite person. They have beef because she impeached him for no reason. Point is, though, Trump said he shut down the stimulus talks 2 days ago because they weren't working out and he didn't want to waste time. But now, according to Trump, they are working out and they're starting to be productive again. Trump also said he believes Nancy Pelosi wants stimulus to happen. He specifically mentioned airline aid and $1,200 stimulus checks. Now, this is interesting to me, kind of interesting, because Pelosi has implied that she would support a standalone bill for airlines. In this clip with Maria, Trump says they're talking specifically about airlines and stimulus checks. So are the stimulus checks kind of a parallel to the airlines? Would Pelosi support a standalone bill that includes both airlines and stimulus checks? That would really be something that's entirely speculation at this point. She hasn't implied that at all. It would be almost symbolic, though, right? These big businesses getting bailed out, a few businesses sharing tens of billions of dollars, while millions of Americans get $1,200 a piece. But you know what? It's something, right? Trump did say other things in addition to these two items, didn't specify what they were, so please keep that in mind. So it's interesting, right? Trump has gone from saying that Pelosi was negotiating in bad faith 2 days ago in his tweet to this morning now saying that both sides are very capable and it wasn't anybody's fault. He said it's not Pelosi's fault. She just wanted to get things. The Republicans were trying to get things. But now, hey, it's all better. It's all good. Now, I want to talk briefly on how I think this makes Trump look from an optics perspective, considering 2 days he said things weren't working out and he kind of had a tantrum and now he's doing an about face. Frankly, my take is it just makes him look kind of silly. It makes Pelosi look like the grown-up here, kind of waiting for the child to stop throwing his temper tantrum, right? That's exactly what it looks like. If Trump was going for strongman power move with shutting down stimulus talks, this isn't a good look right now. It basically looks like he's crawling back to the table. He's had his tantrum, now he's coming back. But hey, let's look on the bright side here. I don't think Trump would reverse course like this in this kind of weak fashion, at least to undecided voters, 26 days before the election, unless he thought there was actually a chance at getting a deal done. Because look, it would be one thing if he went on and on about stimulus and just blaming Pelosi all the way up to November 3rd. But in this scenario, very loudly and very boldly killing stimulus negotiations 2 days ago and now backpedaling on that, that's something else entirely. That's not something I think a guy like Trump would do if he didn't think there was actually more than a snowball's chance in heck of getting a deal done. But you know what? If there's anything we know about Trump, is that he's unpredictable. So this is where we're at this Thursday morning. That is my stimulus update today. I had other things and theories that I would have said today if Trump hadn't said this. But Trump's words this morning on Fox Business are obviously a game changer in terms of stimulus news today. Thank you so much for watching, everybody, and I'll see you in the next video. Bye-bye.